last time we spoke about, two or three times, we spoke about, actually four times to be precise, we spoke about the dinim of Atzitz Nokov and Atzitz Shein Nokov and Chamalot, which are known as greenhouses. So I decided that I'm going to try to carefully go through a Gemara in my cut, which is really probably the most important sugya with reference to Shvius, and then attempt to discuss the distinction between Melachos Daraisa and Melachos Darabanan, which is very, very complicated. The complexity of it is due to the fact that in the Torah, as we mentioned already a number of times, the Torah only lists four Yisurim. Namely, the Torah says in Parshas Bahar, it mentions among the Yisurim that are listed, so it tells us, Tzviach Ketzircha L'Sitzor, Inzayin Zurecha L'Sitzor. And prior to that, the Torah says that one is not allowed to be Zorea, one is not allowed to engage in sowing, and Karmachol L'Sizmor. So the two Yisurim that are really in two sets, one is Ketzira, one is Betzira, and the other two are Zriya and Zemira. So the Gemara in Ma'akotin, a lengthy discussion regarding not just these four malachas, but regarding all the Yisur and Rabbanah that we spoke about that I mentioned in the second parak of Mishnayos of Shvius. I'll just introduce the problematica over here. The Torah is, I would say, rather marich in its language, the pasuk that I just cited to you. And the Torah actually mentions both Zriya and Zemira, namely sowing and pruning, in order to teach us that apparently only these malachas are asa, and no other malachas are forbidden. But the question is, what's included in Zriya and what's included in Zemira? In general, Zriya, we already spoke about, that it refers to planting a seed in the ground. That's generally the definition of Zriya. You have, certainly, in Halacha elsewhere, in Shabbos primarily, in Kalayim also, we have the halachas of Zriya. Namely, you can be Zorea Tzvua, you can be Zorea Yerakos, and the Maisa Zriya essentially includes not just putting the seed in the ground, but also covering it with offer. That's also part of the Maisa Zriya, covering it with dirt. And the question is, well, if I don't cover it with dirt, am I Chayim Mishum Zorea? That's a discussion in the Gital and El Shabbos, in Zorea. If I don't cover it with dirt, which means that the idea of the dirt is that the Zriya will now be anchored in the ground. But beyond that, it more or less ensures that the Zriya will take place. And the same halacha also applies here to Shemitah. Namely, let's assume we have the Zeras already in the ground. The seed is already inside. Now a person comes and covers it with afar. So this is a machlokas in the Gemara in Makis, also famous sugya with the Chayim Mishum Kalayin. And again, the same issue would ostensibly apply here, as we'll see momentarily, in Yoni Shvius. That's what we've shown and write, that if you hold that hamechapin, mechapin means when you cover up the zera, you cover it with offer, that you chayim b'kalayim, so too, if you do the same thing in Shvius, I have a zera on the ground, and I cover it up with offer, I'd also be chayim b'shem Shvius. However, Rashi writes, I think in Psochim, Rashi says that mechapin is a told of zareah. It's not part of the Abba, so therefore, Shvius, as we'll see in our Gemara, now we can see it on page number one, the bottom of the page. Afilu Temer Rabbanan, Rabba says, Avos Asur Achmanah, Toldos Asur Achmanah. The same concept of Avos and Toldos that exists in Hilchos Shabbos does not exist when going to Shvius, and therefore, this act of Kippui would not be awesome in our Torah on Shvius. That's how the Chassinuch understands the Rambam. This is very significant Gemara. As you see on page number one, going over to page number two, where the Gemara actually lays down this very fascinating principle. Rashi, right away, on top of the page, of the Gimel and Aleph, Rashi tells you what is a tolda. You know, Mashke Zroyin, Shalohaya B'Mishkan. Again, the definition of a tolda, we spoke about it already a number of times. The Tiferes Yisrael writes in his, he has an introduction to Hilchos Shabbos called Kaltelas HaShabbos. There he defines a malacha as having a particular pu'ula, a particular action associated with that malacha, There's also, besides the pu'ula, besides the ma'aseh, there's also the kavana, the motivation behind the melacha. So he claims that a tolda, if it only is similar in one of the two aspects, namely, let's say it's similar in terms of one aspect or the other aspect, whether it's the pu'ula, or it's similar in the other aspect in terms of the ultimate intent of the melacha, but not similar in both, it's called a tolda. That's his understanding. That hanocha has to be examined very, very carefully. But generally speaking, it's unquestionably a very significant hanocha, but that concept of always the tolos, as I said, does not exist regarding, the Gemara says here, regarding Shvius. And the Gemara actually, as you can see, take a look a moment later, the top one of the Gilma and Aleph, the Gemara says, Lord brings a raya for this idea. The Gemara just takes out those two words because it's not relevant to the discussion at the end. This is very, very common. One of the questions that people ask on Gemara, how do they go ahead and splice psukim left and right? Every daf in Shas has psukim that are spliced. We have a principle called Pasim LaPaskim Mesha, another Paskim. You can't splice psukim, you can't go ahead. There are two Gemaras. One is called Pasim LaPaskim Mesha, and one is called Pasim LaPaskim Mesha, another Paskim. And we spoke about this issue a number of times. Achrayim have a field day with this issue, one of the favorite issues. Kiddush, of course, is probably one of the major areas where we encounter this issue. Many people have a practice to say on Shabbos morning, in the Kiddush, Al Kein Berach, Hashem, 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 which is only a part of the pasuk. So that's not my practice. The briskets are very makbid and saying something proper. So what I do is, my father, Shabbos, that I start before, Kishesh Yisyam, Basra Hashem, Hashemayim, Vesoretz, Esayam, Vesoretz, Shabbos, Elach, Elashri, Al Kein Berach. This way you recite the entire pasuk, and you don't have a problem. And the same thing. What?
Zosatara.
Correct. That's the another classic example. And then people say some other things, what I hear all the time. And then there are those who continue. That is not my practice. I say, because of this halacha, the apostle, pastor, mission, and apostle. But the answer to the question, we have to defend Klal Yisrael. You can't just attack Klal Yisrael. So the defense is mentioned by many achronim. This issue, this Easter, the apostle, the pastor, mission, is only when a pasuk is quoted qua apostle, Q-U-A, a bit of Latin, never heard. When it's quoted as a pasuk, then we have the issue of the apostle, the pastor, mission. When it's quoted as a sheva, as a kind of bakosha, which is exactly the context of Kiddush. There's no need in Kiddush Shabbos morning to say anything. I think my father, Shalom, I guess that's Chatoya in Moscow, you know, he said a much longer Kiddush. Psukim after psukim after psukim. But in my family, no one has any patience. They have no patience neither for my shiurim, nor for my lengthy Kiddush. So I'm worried about the Kol Pasim, the Paskim Moshe. So I start, as I mentioned, not with the Al Kein Berach, but rather, I start with Kishesh Yishyantam. However, those who start with Al Kein Berach, there's a basis to that, because they're saying it simply as a Shemach, not saying it as a Pasuk. And if you don't say it as a Pasuk, then you not have, there's no violation of this principle. It's a very, very important Yisrael laid down by Gdol Achrenim across the board, and this is to be Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. The same applies also with Hagba, but as I said, I don't do it. I say, V'sei Sater Hashem, so Meshul Degre Yisrael. I try not to do it so loud, so everyone should follow my particular practice, but I sometimes have a tendency to get carried away. Anyway, especially for those who are in the vicinity, I have this practice also in Kiddush HaChodesh, and many people have noticed it, of saying Shalom Aleichem to one person, as they say Lamo. Lamo says Amen. You say Shalom Aleichem, L'chaveiro, three times. So now the shaila is on you, all of you. You have to bring a raya against me because my position is exactly what Shaytan Ramah.
Is this to say three times to one person?
Yes, I do it all the time. I've been doing it for decades. I do a lot of things that he does. Mentioned that you probably, Rabbi Rajlit, that you're probably aware of it. Dr. Soloveitchik, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik wrote a famous essay, Mimetic Judaism. What a classic essay. Essentially, what we do today is all mimicry. There's no chadshanut. no chidushin. There's no room for the chidushin. So we're just mimicking others, and that's something from his perspective. It's clearly a major lacuna, a major concern. Okay, but anyway, this issue on the pasuk kavasim meisha is a very well-known, ongoing kind of issue. So here the Gemara says, so that I got it from this place. I hope you don't mind the comment. That's what led to this discussion. So the Gemara does what they say there, but you might ask on the Gemara, what do you mean? We're quoting a pasuk for goodness sakes. Isn't that what the Gemara does? Isn't the Gemara, but the Gemara here is not interested in the pasuk per se. The Gemara is simply interested in the exegesis of the pasuk. In the, and I can't say that word in front of Moshe Bird, because by the way, we got a hold it, they got baseball players. Anyway, so it says, Uvashon Ashvius, Shabbos Shabbos Niel Arez, Son of Holy Israel. So the Gemara is right away, Omen, and this myth, the Zmira Bechal Zria. Now the Zmira is included, subsumed under Zria. Ubitzira Bechal Zira. Bitzira certainly seems to be related to Ketzira. The Mahilchus Lakasir Rachmona, the Mema, the Ani Tolos, and Bechayim, Achmanai Solom Bechayim. After these, these four are the ones that the Torah is. There are two Nisayas in the Gemara. Number one, there are no Toldos when it comes to Shvius, only Avos. Number two, Dafka, these four. And others are not going to be Chai. That's when the Gemara goes into town and is now going to discuss what about all the other issues. And there's no shortage of other kinds of issues. Now, it's interesting, this Gemara in Shabbos, which is not Xerox, but I figured you're probably familiar with it. It's a Gemara Daf. I think it's Ayin Gimel Beis. I learned how to sleep a lot, at least 10 times in my life. And it's at Shurman a number of times. The Gemara has a comment there, a line. It's a famous one. It says, Hazorea, Vahazomer, Vahanotea, Vahamavrich, Vahamarkiv, Kula Malachachasein. I remember that line very well. There's a Gemara, this is a whole series of Isurim, named Zorea, which of course is so. Zomer, pruning. Notea, planting. Mabrich, I think Mabrich is translated where you basically, like the Chaticha Koberach, you bend the vine in order that you want to somehow enhance its growth. And then Markib is grafting. So those five are considered to be Malach Ahasim. So Rashi, right away over there, Rashi and Chabas, that by him and Bez, I in the Gimel and Bez, it's right on the second side. So Rashi and that. Right away, comments over there. He tells you that Zorea is considered to be an Amalacha, and Notea is also an Amalacha. What's Notea? Says Rashi over there, if I'm not mistaken, Dino Zorea. Rashi, Notea and Zorea are essentially identical. Ela, Shezeb is Zorayim, Shezeb is Lanos. One is in Zorayim, herbage, how do you translate it?
Shrubbery,
thank you. And one is Ilanos in trees. And then Rashi says, again, one refers to grafting of trees, and the other one refers to bending vines that are in the ground. It's a famous Rashi. That Zomer pruning is intended to be a tolda. So Natiya, generally, we know, I think my understanding of Natiya, I'm not an agronomist, I'm not a farmer, but I go and take a shiel and I put it into the ground in order I want the tree. I want this shield to grow. I think they call it a shoot. I put a shoot into the ground, and I want it to grow. And we know what havrocha is as well. Havrocha is when, and for the word barach again, when you're bending an onuf, usually it's an af of geffen, a vine, basically that's being bent, and you're going to now submerge it into the ground in order that you want to grow a new vine. You want to grow a new geffen. That's called the concept of havrocha. Mashen harkava is basically where you're being grafting, you're being mishaleb one ilan with another ilan, and it's done quite often actually. So these three malachas, what are you doing? You're creating a new tzerach. You're creating actually something new. Something new is coming, is emerging, and that's why they continue to be a chelik of the amalach of zareah. Mashen ken zmira. That's not what zmira is. Zmira is simply where you're pruning a tree, and you're pruning it for the reason that you want to simply improve the etz hakayam, the tree that's presently extant, that's presently there, and you want to improve its growth. And according to Rashi, that's a toga. That's what Rashi says over there. Shabbos, a very famous Rashi, the Gital, wow, has reams of paper that he devotes actually to this Rashi. And he says it's considered to be a toga. And then you can ask, now, so what about these three pu'ulos? And Shvius, are they awesome in the Torah? I'm talking about what I just mentioned. Namely, we just spoke about, is the Gemara here in Ma'ikotin on that Gimel and Beis, where the Gemara says that the Torah mentioned these four? It mentioned Betzira, mentioned Ketzira, mentions Zemira, mentions Ria. Ahani Tolos Machai Rachmanai Sola Machai. Does it come to exclude other Tolos? Is that what the Gemara is coming to tell you? That's the question which has to be posed. Or no, that there are Pulos, other Pulos, that may be part of the Amalocha. Very much part of the Amalocha. So this is a big Machlokes HaRishonim. So there's a Rambam, and the Rambam you have actually here. I'll show you this Rambam on page number 3. First, the Rambam tells you the din of, we spoke about this Rambam in Aloha Aleph. Tells you, I'll read that also, Mitzvah say, Lishbos, Be'avodah Saharetz, you have to rest from doing any kind of work in the seventh year. Be'avodah Sa'ilon, work on the tree, B'shon HaShviyah, Shenema, B'shon Saharetz, Shabbos HaShem. B'nema, B'chosh, V'akotzit, Lishbos. B'kol Osem, Malachim, Be'avodah Saharetz, Be'avodah B'shon HaZoh, B'itul Mitzvah say, you violate a positive commandment if you do Malachah. However, the Rambam Alach Beis says in the Lugman Torah, El Alazria, Alazemira, Yalaksira, Alabitzira. Those are the four that the Torah. That's based on this Gemara by Cotton. Those are the four you're going to get malchus because you violate a lot. Anytime you violate a lot, you get malchus, sowing, and pruning, and harvesting, and bitzira. So the Rambam says Echad Akel, Echad Chayglos. Now comes the Rambam Alach Gimel. Very, very fascinating Rambam. Uzmira bichlal zriya. Zomer, the person prunes, so that's subsumed under what? Under Zoraya. Because the idea, as I just said, the idea of Zimur is to enhance the growth of an item, and it's similar to a person doing an act of Zoraya. Rambam goes further. And he tells you, Ubitzira bichlal zira. I mean, this is the question that the Rambam poses, an obvious question. If one is subsumed under the other, lama. Why was the Torah and the Farid, Lama Pirtana Katub, Lama Alakha? Why the Torah mentioned these other items, which are already subsumed under the original item? Why is it mentioned as a seven line item? Lama Alakha, Shay told us, Elabu Vadu Chayat. Shah, Tolod, Shabbat, Sar, Sam Shahalo, Sam Spash, Shabin, and Zeh, and the Loki Alayan. Mam is cited the Gemara Moykot. Ramam says that on these two Todos alone, you are responsible. Any other Todos, you're not going to get malchus from the Chayim and then the Rambam gives a number of mishalim. Ketzad, achofer or achoresh. Person who digs, digging again, achoresh, let's define achoresh as we defined in Hilchos Shabbos, briefly out, when you soften the ground. So a person who's digging or softening the ground, I'm doing it, obviously, to improve somehow the soil. And the Rambam says, or it's being done on the sakel or on the zabel. These are all the abanans. You are misakel. You want to clear the area of abanis. Or on the zabel. You want to fertilize the area. Hamadrich or hamarkid, the items that I mentioned before that I said regarding Shabbos, the Gemara says, Nafayimu, Kulam Lachachase. The Rashi said that Zorea, Notea, is all Zorea. One is Zorea, one is Ilonus. Mabrach and Market, one is Zoyan, one is Ilona. Zomri there, Rashi says, a Toda. So here comes the Rambam. It says, with reference to someone who does all these kinds of other malachas, or Hamabrach, or Hamarkin, or Latea, or Hayetzben, or Abel, or Ilona, or Abel, even Srak. I'm sorry, I skipped something. Magna, so Magna, Magna, be the right. Rambam says that what you're going to get, that the Rabbanan, Malchus, and as I'm stressing, that even Abbas malachas that are not mentioned in Torah, are excluded from the Easter. They're not included in this Easter. And then the Rambam said, the Feresh, you're not chayim from the Tia. He mentions among the items that you get only Marcus Mardus, no Tia, when the person goes ahead and plants. And this is a bit of a pillar that you're not chayim from the Tia, you're not chayim for Habracha, you're not chayim for Hakoba. All the things that constitute a Malach and Hilchos Shabbos, Doraisa. So the Rambam says, when it comes to Shvius, you're getting Marcus Mardus. So the question is, why? Why is that so? So apparently the Shita Sarambam has to be understood, and this is a big discussion among the Gdolei Achronim to try to understand the Rambam. The Rambam actually happens to hold Perek Zayin of the Shabbos, and I think the Mari Kurkus. So there's a very famous one that also came with Rambam. He's not always published on the Daf. Now he's not published on the Daf, but he's often quoted by the Nosei Kelim that we have on our Daf. The Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, often called the Mari Kurkus. What are the Gdolei Rishonim? After the Rambam, of course, he lived. So he writes that with Rambam Shita Perek Zayin on Shabbos, And the Rambam says that all these things, namely Bitsira and Zmira and Hilchos Shabbos are avos and not toldos. So the Gemara says here, but cut again. Ahani toldos mechayev achronaisa lo mechayev. It doesn't mean dafka toldos, but it means avos as well. That's a pretty dafum shot. But that's what he claims in the Gemara here in Ba'ikot. And the others actually have difficulty with the following idea. We spoke about this already a few weeks ago. You're not afraid to remember it, but it's a rash in Shvius. The rash by Mishan, it's in Shvius. In the second paragraph, we have a listing of all the Yisur Rabbanan. So he essentially comes to the following maskav. He says, it can't be that Zmira is also in Shvius from that Torah. Zimur, which the Torah mentions explicitly, that you can't prune a vine on the on Shvius. So that's also in that Torah. And the tea is only also in the Rabbanan. That doesn't make any sense. It's negra higayon, negra smara. Because clearly the tia, as we understand, you're planting an ilan chadash. You're basically planting a new tree. The tia means planting. So here I'm planting a new tree. And obviously it seems to be much more similar to the act of zorea than it is to the act of zomer. Zorea, I'm putting a seed in the ground to plant, obviously, a new shoot. And in the case of the tia, I want to plant a new tree. So obviously, how can you argue that Zmira Bishriyas, the Torah says, is awesome, but the Tia is only awesome in Abba? Seems to be very difficult to say that. So the Gemara in Shabbos is also there, the Chai Gimel, and basically the Gemara says, Zomer Chai Mishun Noteya. Because obviously, what's the idea of Zomer? The idea of Zomer is to improve the growth of the tree. And the Gemara said, the Zomer is subsumed under Noteya. But the question is, how could it be? The Gabi Shriyas, that Zomer is Chayyab, and Noteya is not Chayyab. So, and according to that, Mar Brich and Marke, which the Rambam also mentions here, on page number 3, the Rambam says, for that Mar Brich and Marke, you're only going to get Marcus Marvish with Abaran. That's also, Lechura, that should also be asked about Torah, because what exactly are you trying to do there, as I mentioned earlier? In one case, you're grafting. Why am I grafting? Grafting is for the purpose of, obviously, once again, producing a new we want to produce a new shoot, that's what you're trying to do, and Havracha also. Both Havracha and Havkova. So, if anything, it's all very difficult here, even though this is the Pashas of the Gemara here, but this seems to be what emerges. And again, the Rabbi himself went out of his way to say, why did the Torah dafka write Zoran and Zomer? Why did the Torah, Kino HaTorah Tarcha, dafka d'chtov et ha-machot ha-elo? Even though it could have written only Zomer. And then we would know, if it's Zomer, and Zomer is Chayim Mishpatoteya, we be Marvin Zorea, based on the Papa Chayim, that's the Rashi's Papa Chayim I mentioned a few weeks ago. But the problem over here, as I said, what's this Svara? How is it possible that Zomer is something which is Asar, and the Tia is Mutar? That's absolutely unconscionable. It's almost irrational. So there are many Achrayim that have a field day with this. When I was Bamitzvah, they gave me a Sefer. Rabbi Brat usually should give him the Sefer. They probably didn't give it to him, but they gave me the Sefer. The Kli Chemdal Sefer. So my father couldn't deal with that Sefer. He just couldn't handle it. You know why they gave me the Sefer? I could barely read a Pasuk Yechumash. Why are they giving me these funny Svarim? But I decided to take a look at it. And there was a short proof of my life. I was 13, 14, 15, 16. I learned the Kli Chemdal Sefer. Didn't know what he's talking about. I mean, quotes, it's like, wow, it's like a
curious.
What was that?
A curious.
Not just like curious, it's like a Gaush of the Kiyas. I don't know how to describe it. Pelish, of course, it's Pelish of the Kiyas. Gaush of the Kiyas. They're all big Bakiyim. These people, they connect everything that seems to be totally disconnected and they sort of put everything together. It's one big, it's not a brisk kind of approach to, but these guys are, guys, these people are, they don't believe that it's so. I saw a Kli Chemda, matter of fact, that's one of the parshas that I learned, and he discusses this issue. And he contends, and I looked it up again. I have that Sefer. I haven't looked at it in 40 years, 50 years probably. But I looked at it again just now, because I remember seeing that Kli Chemda, I found it in Bahar. And Kli Chemda, he suggests actually, the Torah never asked him, the Tiat Eitz and Mishrius. Don't say anywhere that plenty of Tiat Eitz is awesome. It's not awesome. Because why? So he said like this. Very original story. The Peros, the original Peros are also Mishamarla. So what's the pshat in that? Because the original Peros are also Mishamarla, therefore there's no Yisur Netziah on the 17th. Ma'abshat is that? What does he mean? So I think now I'm just conjecturing, if you don't mind. I'm good at that. So I'm not saying the Svaras are good, I'm just going to conjecture. So there are two possible explanations of what he means. That since the Paras of Orla also by law, the Torah says that Kisavola Orts of the Tatum Kodates Macho, Baraltim, Kadoshi, Baraltim, Allah says, Piriyo Shal 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 Yelach of Arim, Yocha, the Murm Sachin Kol Shah, points out that it's also by law. It's not considered to be what the Torah calls here. The Torah's language is Sotchal and Sizva. It's not called Chamechol because the person is not considered to be a Bailan and something that's also by law. Yisuri Ano had no Bailus. That's a favorite topic among the Gdolim, among the Rishonim, among the Achrenim. And therefore, Yisuri Shvias, what are Yisuri Shvias designed for? This is Soros, I'm saying, okay. I hope you'll forgive me. Yisuri Shvias are primarily designed to basically to limit my Bailus. I'm not the Bailan. The Yvon Shom is the Bible. Shom Sar Shabbos Hashem. He's the one in charge. He's the one who holds everything. And the Torah wants me to basically curtail or completely sever my connection with the field. I have no concept of Bible in the seventh year. And therefore, I understand that if I have Eitzim Chadoshim, if I have new trees and the like, so they are moved out from the Bible of the person. It's not Yisur Arlo. So the Torah doesn't see any need to impose upon them Yisur Yishris. I think that's what he means. And now I looked at it a long time. He doesn't really say it, but I think that's probably what he means. He's connecting Arla to Shvias, Ma'amad Kesha. But one could also argue maybe he means something else. Maybe he's referring to when it comes to the Ma'aroch of Shvias Min HaTorah, there are two major components of Shvias Min HaTorah. One is the Iser to work the land. That's what the Torah says. B'shav Sa'aret Shabbos Hashem. And the Rambam writes it here that one is not allowed to do Malacha. So therefore, that's one. But there's also, I would imagine, the Torah said that they want you to use the whatever yavul emerge to eat it. Whether there's again, we said this a few times, or the Kohen Ramban, there's a mitzvah perishvias, a lot of mitzvah perishvias. The Haredi world does not accept this mitzvah perishvias, but there are many Gdolei Achrenim that said it. It's not my finish. It's said in the Ramban. And the, shall we say, Dati Lumi world is very into that Havana to the Rabban. That's what Rabbi Avinon points out in the Sefer, and eating Perishvias bin Tushasa, because they understand those posting the same as the Mitzvah deed, Perishvias bin Tushasa. So that's the second aspect. The Shvias has two aspects. One is the Isur, you're not allowed to work the land. And the second is making this positive commandment to go ahead and eat from the Perishvias, La Achla, La Dishayra, La Achla, La Hesed. All the drushes that Gemara has in Sukkot on the test. So that's exactly what we're talking about. So that's the case. Paras of Arla, this second element is not there. It's also Mafila. You can't eat Paras of Arla. Lo Yachal, the Torah says, not allowed to be eaten. Memela, there's no Shvias Lachatzoyim. You can't take Shvias and apply only one aspect of it and not the other aspect of it. I thought that's the Pshat of the Tehanda. One of these two explanations. Why he writes what he does. Anyway, I'm just mentioning this because, again, according to the Rambam, it comes out that Zriya is also in the Torah and the Tia is also in the Avonon. And but there's another question which I also didn't discuss, but it could be discussed because I saw it discussed by the Chazanish and by the Kuk in the Chazanish. Great life. How do you define what's the criteria? What's called the Tia? I'm not a farmer. I don't really have a sense of that, exception of my three little trees in my garden that my wife is responsible for and spends more time on them than anything that I know. But anyway, the kids are, how do you define the terms? What's the definition of the word Zriya? So Cook writes that you have to follow what he calls Surata Pula. That's his Lashon. Surata Pula means the way the particular action, the way the particular handiwork that you're involved in the surah of it. Means, are we talking about placing a zera b'toch ha'adama? That's what we generally translate as zera, putting a seed in the ground. But we're talking about that there's now what he calls figur shel hashil la'adama. We're being mechaber the shoot together with the ground. So therefore, someone, let's say, takes a garin of a tree, a seed of a tree, and now plants it a zera shalilam. So that's called zera, so that's not zera, even though basically, what's going to happen? The tree's going to grow. It's going to emerge from this. Someone who's, let's say, Shotel Yerakot Shoresh, He takes a shorish of a yarek and plants it. So that's called Noteh, even though you're Megabal Yerokos. That's what he writes. The Tzurat HaPa'ula is Kovea, what the Malacha is. Chazanish has a completely different understanding of what the definition is. He says someone who's, in fact, Vizorea Garin Shel Ilon, that's called Noteh, not Zorea. And apparently the Tzurat HaPa'ula is irrelevant. You don't care what the nature of the particular action that you're involved in, but rather, he says it depends on the Totsah. Namely, if a tree is going to grow as a result of the action that you did, that's called Natiya. If you have what you call shrubbery, that's called Zariya. That's how the Chazon Ish interprets it. The Machlokas, just in terms of the very definition of what's called Zariya, what's called Noteya. Okay, by the way, he brings a Raya, the Chazon Ish, from Kilai, because the Torah says that here, Sodcho lo Sizra Kilai, that's Lashon Pasuk. And yet, if you Zariya, Kama Garine Ilan Biyachad, you're not over on the Easter because the Yerushalmi says in Peri, he calls Yerushalmi in Peri, that Zari Yilon Enin Kuyim Zoyim. They're not considered to be called Zoyim Al Pi Halacha. Rav Kook says, no, like that. He said, no, Kachi, Prince of Raya, Kum Fakir. Okay, I'm just mentioning all this because this is found in the Gemara. And when you really, if you remember anything, you should remember the Gemara, that the Gemara says two Yisodos. Number one, the Nel Tobos and Kachi Shrias. And number two, Dafka these four are the issues that we're concerned about and nothing else. However, the Gemara then goes on page number two, and the Gemara continues a bit. You don't mind a little bit further. The Gemara now on line number six or seven or so. The Gemara says, "Vatanya Sanchal of Sizra, Kamachal of Sizra, Eliel Ezria, Bezimor." These are mentioned explicitly by the Torah. Now the Nikush, who Idor, who Kisuach. Kisuach refers to mowing the lawn. Tavolomar Sanchaloi Kamachaloi. And the Gemara, this is a famous drasha that Chazal had. Rashi, over here, look at Rashi, you see Rashi on the side. Tabaloma, Sodachal, Kamachal, Loksiv, Losizra, Sodachal, Losizra, Kamachal. That's what it should have said. But what does the Torah do? Sodachal, Losizra, Kamachal, Losizra. The noun is mentioned before the verb. That's very awkward, or rather unusual. I don't have to examine Sodachal, Losizra, to see what is the generally, what is the practice of the Torah. Does it mention first nouns and then verbs, or first verbs and nouns? I mean, I remember when they taught me English, I even taught English in Bronx Community College. So when I taught English, I took over for someone who was not doing well. He asked me to teach in Bronx Community College. It was not that I was qualified, but I did so. And they wanted to teach grammar. You believe that at one time people, I don't think they were interested in grammar even then. But that's what we taught grammar. And I think grammar is something that's terribly lacking today, both in Hebrew and in English. So I don't know if we can ever bring it back. It's a very, according to all the Talmidim that I am familiar with, boring subject. And so they're not interested in anything that's boring. But I told them that it's fundamental. You want to improve your Hebrew language skills, you have to know. That's why he's saying it was never popular. I'm Yankov. Teacher Emes Yaakov, and Chumash, he had to say for his dictum. So I was interested in that. You know, there are a lot of yisoidas that he derives from that. So here it says, Rashi points out, the text of the pasuk, the tapura, is awkward. It should have written first, as I mentioned, not the way the Torah presented it, since it doesn't say, lo sizra sodecho, lo sizra kamecho, matzolcho, lo sizra, kamecho, lo sizra, mashma sodcho, lo kamecho, lo. It's not the Gemara as this Russian. Right? The Gemara goes on to say, lo kamecho, lo sodecho, These are all the Rabbanans. Rashi explains what each of these items are. Rashi said, Mekasimim, first of all, kind of Zimur, but the term Kirsum relates to Ilanos. I'm so astounded by language of Chazal. That to me is the most exciting thing that I have in my entire life. Everywhere. They have verbs for each particular action. And I mentioned already, when it comes to pulling things off a tree. There are so many different verbs. Ore, mosik, kotzer, tolesh. Each one for a different fruit. Because the nature of the malacha relating to each fruit is different. I don't think in English. You're Englishman, so you know more about this than I do. Do we have such a wealth?
It's specifically for agriculture.
Dafka for agriculture, that's true. In economic. That's amazing. That they yardu lesof kol prat uprat. Now they literally went down to every detail, every minutia. So Rashi hits us the next one, Mizardin, Mechatech Hanofim Yavesh Malachim. Again, we're talking about you have growth that's dry, that's apparently moist, because the Iman has too many branches, mefaskit, something like Iman. And here, again, we need support, because it's, right now you're telling me die. Mezablet, let me know. Manichin zelo mikra ilo. Mefarkin, abon shalikra ilo. Meafkin, shor shal nich nirin, v'chasin el tov abak. Mashmin, osin nashan tata ilo. Why they knew how to fumigate as well. They had their own approaches for fumigation. And the next one, the kashkesh, either with tradin, kishkin, mezesin, on and on. So the Gemara says, how do I know all these things are awesome? The Gemara says, hold this now. And azab lim mefarkin, ma'abkin, ma'ashin, tamalom, son, hello, kamach, hello. Kamalach, Hashem, sadech, hello. Kamalach, Hashem, kamach, hello. Yochalo, yikashkesh, tachas, azesin, lo yadu, tachas, akbarin, lo yimau, yikoyim, ma'am, le'asu, ugyo, le tfadim. So these things are necessary. They're necessary for the growth of the particular tree. So that is considered to be necessary. That's absolutely necessary. So finally, Gemara says that all these things with the Abonon. With the Abonon, if they are usher, it also the Abonon will cross Machta Ba'alman. Rashi explains, in the Torah, the only surah are those that I mentioned. Namely, the four that I mentioned in Chumash. But anything else is only also the Abonon. And then once something is also the Abonon, once again, like we have in Balatar and Pula, once you have the Isra Abonon, the Makam Tzarech, there's the Makam Lahakel, or shall we say, non-Jews that are involved, or there are Brahma, all kinds of different other ways that we do things in Shriyas, because we were talking about Isurim that are Isurim the Abonon. Okay, I was going to talk about one more thing, but that will may take us a little while, so maybe we'll do that on the morning. Tomorrow night is. Then I want to also define a little bit better what's considered to be Zemira, and then from there we will, if you don't want to give it back these papers, I'll bring them again, we'll get down to a greater definition of the Lachas Da'aban and Lachas Da'aisa. That's my interest.
The singer shops called Zemiras with the connection. So